So, no, Uma, I am not watching Heated Rivalry. But okay, the reason why that song is stuck in my head, for those wondering, All the Things You Said by Tattoo is stuck in my head, is because last weekend I went to a I went to a union party event thing. There was like a pub quiz, and the pub quiz, the people who made the pub quiz, it was Heated Rivalry related.
Oh, okay.
So they had the hardest fucking guess this song ass quiz,
okay,
as like one of the parts of it, but the only song that my team got, well, was one other song, and of course All the Things She Said, mm-hmm, by Tattoo. But since last weekend, and then I explained, as I always do, as the champion mansplainer of everything, I was like, oh, divas on my team, are you aware of the Russian version of this song? And they were like, no, they did not know that this existed. And I'm like, it's the better version of the song. It's because it's in Russian. It's just cooler. And then so I'm sitting there in a loud ass bar with my phone in people's ears being like, do you hear it? Do you hear it? Yeah, I was that guy. I was awful.
Isn't the band Russian? They are Russian girls,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they fake their lesbianism.
Oh my God.
And
yeah,
they, one of them is like a massive Putin supporter, of course, now.
Lovely.
You know, normal things in Russia. Hey. Welcome to your weekly bonus Corner Späti. It is me, Nick, joined with the one, the only, you know her, you love her, Uma.
Hello. Oh, no. Now I'm blushing. Stop it.
You're welcome, queen. Hey. We're going to talk about how you guys are all Sanchez hyped. Well, actually, you shouldn't be. And yeah, Here's the tea. But we're going to get to that later, because I have had just a the world. Yeah, sure. Fine. We're going to hell. You know, whatever. I guess we're not invading Iran now or something. I mean, by we, I mean Europe, not the United States. I no longer associate with that country. Mm-hmm. If you know how to get my citizenship revoked, hit me up. To my CIA handler listening to this, if you can do it, even better.
Just all right, automatically do it, please.
Just automatically do it. I mean, as long as it involves not killing me, then I'm fine. But there, you know, I mean, first off, of course, we have our, you know, boots on the ground. Kieran always sends us ridiculous stories. And I guess we can get the war ones out of the way first, mm-hmm, right? You know, because, you know, war is bad. War is sus. Mm-hmm. But the...
Okay.
There are two stories that have come out of France that are just too Corner Späti. They're just like way too much in our wheelhouse that I can't not address them. Mm-hmm. One is just not even really like on like a funny note, just that the vibes are so cursed in France that they did like a what's it called when you like a boat's done, you know, you have, it's like the ceremony for it to, there's a name,
yeah,
for it.
Oh my God. You're asking the non-native English speaker. I know what you mean, but I don't know the word.
Like, it's like a, whatever, they're launching a new nuclear submarine. All right. Mm-hmm. And there's just like everyone led by Macron in the hangar or whatever they're called for submarines. Mm-hmm. Macron is like on like a pedestal above the submarine, and then him along with like all of the military officials then just start singing the French national anthem.
Okay.
Like as a way of christening the submarine. It is truly the most haunting video I have seen. We live in the worst time. And I also, like, I knew that then France was, like, getting happy about the sense of being the military power of Europe. I don't need it to be this goofy. You know?
It is, like, a weird image. And I also,